Welcome back to D10B College. Today we're building something seriously useful, a concrete echo edit. This is a jungle-style fill that starts as a clean drum phrase, then mutates into a broken, modulating old-school DNB transition inside Ableton Live 12. And the aim here is not just to make a flashy FX moment. The aim is to create a fill that locks to the bar, feels intentional in the arrangement, and gives you that classic feeling of a tape echo melting into a jungle cut-up. That's the vibe. Controlled chaos. Big attitude. Still DJ friendly. This works best at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, right before the drop comes back, at the end of a drum variation, or as a pre-switch before a second drop. It's especially strong in jungle, old-school DNB, rough rollers, and darker breakbeat-driven tunes where you want something gritty and musical, not polished and glossy. The reason this technique is so valuable is simple. You're creating motion without stacking more notes, more percussion, or more low-end pressure. You're using modulation, resampling, filtering, and decay control to turn one drum idea into a memorable transition moment. So let's build it properly. Start with a source that already has personality. A classic break chop works great. A 1-bar or 2-bar drum phrase with a clear snare, some head to tail, and enough transient shape to survive processing is perfect. If you need to, warp it lightly so it sits on the grid, but don't overwork it. You want the break to still feel alive. What to listen for here is the snare. Does it have a clear transient? Can you hear the hats or ride detail? Is there enough mid-range bite for the echo to grab onto? If the source is too washed out, the whole effect turns into vague ambience. If it's too dry and dead, layer or swap it for a more expressive break before you go any further. Next, trim the phrase to a usable edit length. Usually 1 bar or 2 bars is enough. 1 bar gives you a tighter, more aggressive cut. 2 bars gives you more room for the echo to bloom and fall apart. In old-school D&B, that phrasing matters. A tight edit can feel more powerful than a long riser because it sounds like part of the drum language, not a separate effect. A strong structure is a main snare on beat 4, a small pickup after it, and then a tail that can be echoed out. Keep it rhythmically simple. You want the listener to recognize the original drum idea even as it mutates. Now build a first chain on the drum track. Start with EQ 8, then echo, then saturator. High pass the fill around 120 to 180 Hz so you protect the sub region. That's important. The fill should never steal energy from the kick and bass return. Then in echo, try sync settings around 1/8 or 1/16th, with feedback somewhere in the 20-45% range. Keep the dry slash wet moderate at first. After that, use saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if you need to control the peaks. What to listen for here is whether the repeat pattern still feels attached to the original hit. The tail should have grit, not just more volume. And the snare should still read as the anchor. Why this works in D&B is because small, hard reflections feel like concrete. It's not lush delay. It's a worn, physical, slightly damaged repeat, which is exactly what gives the edit character. Now bring the echo to life with movement. Don't just make it wetter. Shape it. You can steer it in two useful directions. One direction is a tape's mere feel. That means a little less modulation depth, slightly longer feedback, darker tone, and softer high end. This feels like a dirty reel-to-reel machine wobbling out of control. The other direction is a broken drum machine feel. That means shorter feedback, sharper filter movement, and a more aggressive repeat pattern. This sounds like the break is being sliced and fired back through the system. Choose the direction that matches the track. If your tune is atmospheric and smoky, go tape's mirror. If it's harder, darker, or more cut up, go broken machine. A great way to animate the fill is to automate echo's feedback and filter cutoff across the bar. Let the repeats evolve. Maybe the tail starts readable and then darkens into grit. Or maybe it opens up and feels like it's being pulled into a tunnel. Either way, the point is motion. What to listen for now is whether the tail is developing over time. If everything is equally loud and equally bright, it will sound static. If it starts swallowing the groove, reduce feedback before you reduce dry slash wet. That usually gives you a more usable result. At this point, the real jungle move is to resample it. Route or bounce the processed fill to a new audio track and print it as audio. Then chop the printed clip into smaller slices. This is where the effect becomes an edit. Now you can remove tiny sections, expose a transient here and there, and create a syncopated pattern that still feels connected to the original drum phrase. This is the moment where the concrete echo really comes alive, because now the echo is no longer just a delay. It's part of the arrangement language. What to listen for after printing is whether the chopped version still feels like the source. Do the cuts create forward motion? Does the snare remain the main punctuation? If it already has attitude, stop there. Don't overcook it. Alive jungle edits get weaker when you keep adding processing after the core movement is already working. If the fill needs more edge, build a second chain on the resampled audio. A strong stock chain is auto filter, drum boss, then utility. Use auto filter to shape the collapse. You can automate a low pass move from around 12 kHz down toward 2 to 4 kHz, or use band pass if you want that telephone-like tunnel effect. Then use drum boss for a bit of drive, some crunch if needed, and keep boom low or off so you don't muddy the low end. Finish with utility to keep the width under control. This chain is about weight and focus. Drum bus gives it body and aggression. The filter gives it that feeling of being pulled through a damaged space. And utility helps keep the fill mono safe and club ready. If you want more menace, darken the filter and let drum bus add a little more dirt. If you want more clarity, keep the crunch lighter and let the filter do more of the shaping than the distortion. Now place the fill in the arrangement, not just in the loop. That matters a lot. A concrete echo edit is strongest when it functions as phrase punctuation. Put it at the last beat of an 8-bar section, or as the final event before the drop returns. It's especially effective if the bass leaves a beat early and the hats thin out, because then the fill becomes the final moving part. That contrast makes the transition feel engineered. A good arrangement move is to have the original drum phrase hit at the end of bar 8, then let the chopped echo tail answer into bar 9 as the drop comes back. That gives you a proper old-school call-and-response feeling. The listener hears the track turning the page. Now tighten the pocket with tiny edits. In jungle and old-school DDNB, a fill often hits harder when the chopped fragments aren't perfectly rigid. Nudge some bits a few milliseconds late for weight. Pull one ghost hit slightly early for urgency, and keep the main snare bang on the grid. That gives you drag and snap. Human energy, but still disciplined. What to listen for is whether the fill leans forward without rushing. If the timing feels messy, simplify the edit before you add more movement. A cleaner two-hit version often hits harder than a dense but unfocused one. Keep that in mind. Simplicity can be deadly here. Now automate the important details so the fill evolves across the bar. Raise echo feedback into the fill, then pull it back at the end. Move the filter cutoff so the sound darkens or opens as needed. Add a little more saturator drive into the last hit if you want extra impact. Narrow the tail with utility if the width is getting too loose. A very effective shape is this. The first half is readable and punchy, the second half is more dissolved and repeated, and the final hit is short, hard, and clean. That gives the listener a clear arrangement signal without needing more notes or more layers. Why this works in DNB is because the ear needs to understand what's happening. You're not just making noise. You're telling the track where the next phrase begins. Before you call it done, check mono and low-end discipline. Keep the core fill centered. If you want a wider top layer, fine, but the main edit should survive mono. A lot of club systems will punish a fill that only sounds good in stereo headphones. High-pass the processed result if needed, usually somewhere above 100 to 180 Hz, and if it starts fighting the snare, gently notch around 180 to 250 Hz. If the echo gets harsh, tame the 3 to 6 kHz range instead of killing all the top end. You want grit, not pain. And here's a really useful coaching note. Treat this as a phrase design problem first, sound design second. If the rhythm doesn't read instantly in context, the texture doesn't matter. A good fill should still feel like the same drum event after processing. If it turns into a texture with no identity, it's not quite right yet. A strong habit is to mute the bass line, listen to the fill, then bring the bass line back and listen again. If the fill sounds massive alone but steals the first bar of the drop, it's not finished. In club music, the handoff back to the kick and sub is everything. For darker and heavier DNB, lean into the snare. Keep it brutally clear. Let the echoes disintegrate around it, not replace it. Use mid-range dirt more than sub-distortion. That 500 Hz to 3 kHz zone is often where the menace lives. Also, if you're making a second drop variant, make it shorter, darker, and a little more ruthless. The listener will feel the escalation even if the pattern is simpler. A really good workflow is to save at least 3 versions when you print the audio. A clean processed print, a more chopped version, and a darker second drop version. That gives you arrangement options without rebuilding the whole chain later. And if you're unsure whether to keep tweaking, ask yourself one simple question. Does this still feel like a drum fill, or has it become just a texture? That question usually tells you everything. So to recap, start with a strong break or drum phrase. Trim it to 1 or 2 bars. Build the first movement with EQ 8. echo, and saturator. Shape the delay with feedback and filtering. Print it to audio. Chop and resample it into a real edit. Add auto filter, drum bus, and utility if you need more density or edge. Then place it at the end of a phrase, tighten the timing, automate the evolution, and check mono and low-end discipline. A successful concrete echo edit should feel like a damaged drum loop drag through concrete and coming back harder, darker, and more focused than before.